This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Geico. Outkick Studios. Car shopping can be confusing with terms like dealer price, a list price, and invoice. TrueCar shows you what other people paid for the car you want so you can recognize a good price. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Should also mention the College Football Playoff Committee rankings came out last night. Not really much of a surprise there. Their top four, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Alabama 1, Clemson 2, LSU was 3, and Notre Dame was 4. I believe that was their top 4. Their top 10 was basically the same as mine, except I had Ohio State out of my top 10. I had Central Florida in. They had Ohio State in. I don't really get a ton of excitement out of the College Football Playoff Committee rankings because most of the time, notwithstanding last year when you had a big debate between Alabama and Ohio State, most of the time early in the season, there's not that much to get worked up about. Obviously, Alabama and LSU play today. I mean, this weekend. So the rankings that they'll have next week will be completely different. There are a lot of people like, today? Oh, my God. That would be amazing if suddenly we had a Wednesday top 10 game. Kentucky plays against Georgia. So there'll be a lot of movement there in terms of the top of the list, where there are four teams in the top 10 from the SEC. But we will talk about that later as the week progresses. Right now, we are having fun with Halloween returning. Let me go ahead and let me go to some of your calls here momentarily. But first, let me go around the horn here. Best scary movie. Danny G, you've already gone in. Roberto, what would you tell us?
I'm like Danny. My mom wouldn't really let me watch any of those scary movies either. But when I ever saw Freddy Krueger on TV, man, it was always scary. But I also saw The Shining, and The Shining was pretty scary as well. I'll see The Shining.
What about you, Dub?
I'm not a huge scary movie guy, to be honest.
What a bunch of pussy willows you guys all are. I wasn't allowed to watch scary movies. I'm not a scary movie guy.
How's that being a pussy willow? You couldn't break your parents' rules. I watched a ton of horror movies once I got out of the house. So I've seen.
You couldn't break your parents' rules? Come on. Show a little bit of.
They controlled the TVs and the VCR.
Yeah, as a kid, kid it.
Oh, come on. Did my parents want to be watching Nightmare on Elm Street?
I wanted to watch TV. If I'm not listening to my mom, they're going to take the TV away.
Clay, my older brother, the bootlegs he was watching was Nerds and anything with boobs. So when we did break the rules, it was more leaning that way rather than a horror
film. Exactly.
Well, that's the good thing about the horror movie back in the day. You got boobs and people getting all cut up all the hell during a horror movie.
We didn't know that. Had we known that, my older brother would have been bootlegging those films.
By the way, also love all of the Scream movies. The first Scream is so well done if you're a horror movie viewer.
Good actors and actresses, young actors and actresses in those films.
That was such an amazing movie. What about you, Dub?
But to get in the Halloween spirit the other week, or this week actually, I started watching American Horror Story on Netflix. Not a movie, but a television show rather. And that stuff is scary. It is no joke. And it terrified me.
You know, I'm a huge Stranger Things fan, too. I should give a shout-out to Stranger Things 1 and 2. What they have now on Netflix that people are telling me is really good, The House on Haunted Hill or something like that?
Yeah, that's it. Something like that.
Ralph Irvin, are you a pussy willow, too, or have you actually been able to watch horror movies?
I've been able to watch horror movies. I was telling the guys during the break that I had seen The Shining as a kid, but then when I saw it in college in film class, it really messed with me.
Yeah.
So once you're old enough to really get it, then it's really messes with your head. But I also was petrified of Michael Myers and Halloween as a kid.
Halloween, the original Halloween, I think is tough to beat, which is why I'm contemplating going to watch the new Halloween midday today in between the radio show and the TV show. All right, let's
by the way, we found your music you requested for Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, we do have it. All right, we'll play it here in a minute, but first let's get the update from Ralph Irvin, and then I'm going to take some of your calls. And then we got John Campbell. We got a lot going on here. What you got for me?
Well, thank you very much, Clay. And the Oklahoma City Thunder found themselves down 13 at the half, but not when it was over.
The Thunder have a two-game win streak as they head east to face Charlotte Thursday and Washington Friday. Tonight, rebounding from a 13-point halftime deficit to win in resounding fashion, running away from the Clippers, 128-110.
WWLS and the Thunder Radio Network with the call as Oklahoma City outscored the Clippers by 31 in the second half, cruising to their second straight win. Toronto got 31 points and 7 rebounds from Kawhi Leonard. They cruise past the Sixers 129-112. Sacramento has won 4 straight. They beat the Magic 107-99. And how about the Cleveland Cavaliers? They get their first win, even though they don't have an interim head coach. 7 Cavs scored in double figures. They rolled to a 136-114 win over Atlanta. In tonight's Discover Card key matchup, the Chicago Blackhawks take on the Vancouver Canucks at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Speaking of matchups, become a new card member and Discover Card will match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar at the end of your first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Lots of NFL trade deadline moves, including Detroit sending Golden Tate to Philadelphia, Ty Montgomery punching his one-way ticket to Baltimore after that fumble Sunday against the Rams, the Broncos dealing Demaryius Thomas to Houston, and the Rams bringing in former Jaguars defensive end Dante Fowler. Now back to the Geico Outkick Studios, and you, Clay Travis.
Yes, let's go ahead and take some calls. We'll talk to John Campbell in the final segment of Hour 1. Let me dive in and take your calls right now. But first, let me tell you off the jump here, I believe I have another ad that I need to do, and in fact, we are here in the Geico Outkick Studios where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. All right, let's roll through some of these calls. 877-996-6369, giving you a roadmap if you're just waking up with us. Hour 1, talking scary movies. In honor of Halloween. Hour 2, special edition. We usually do it every Wednesday anyway. In Hour 2, the anonymous mailbag. I solve any of your problems that you might have across the entirety of the country. And we're going to do a Halloween version of that today. We'll see how that goes. And then in Hour 3, we'll have, I think we did this last year too. I want to make it a yearly tradition. Our Halloween draft, where we draft the best thing about Halloween. And listeners get involved as well. We got a bunch of calls to get to right here, right now as well. Though, let's go to Jose in Fremont. What you got for me? Best Halloween movie, scariest Halloween movie.
What's up, fellas? I got a new one and I got an old school one. The new one is this Raiders rendition of Child's Play is killing us. It's scary as hell, brother. And then old school classic that still puts the fear in me because this stuff really goes down is The Exorcist. I can't believe none of you guys mentioned The Exorcist.
Well, everybody else on this show is a pussy willow and isn't even allowed to watch horror movies, so I have to talk about all of them myself. Sean in L.A., what you got for me?
Hey, what's happening, Clay? First of all, I wanted to say shout out to your four-year-old, man. I think he got a bright future in TV. my old school movie is by Jamie Lee Curtis called Terror Train. And the second one that made me sleep with the lights on for about 2 years, The Amityville Part 2.
I got you. Thanks for the shout out. Yeah, my four-year-old came on the show yesterday on Lock It In. So my four-year-old in his Groot costume, he loves the Guardians of the Galaxy. And by the way,
dude, he was good. He was so good on TV.
Yeah, he had fun. He was really excited.
Just his facial expressions were priceless.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is when you have the kids in these Halloween costumes. When I was a kid, and we would dress up. We had those crappy, like, plastic and cardboard costumes. If you remember, like, say you want to be Batman, you had that crappy plastic costume where you could barely breathe in it. And then you had, like, I don't even know. The kids' costumes today are so incredible. Like, they are the costumes that you used to dream of being able to have when you were a kid. They actually look like the person they're dressing up like. Whereas we walked around, I mean, I wish our kids today had to wear the crappy costumes we wore in like the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s. The ones they have today are so good. And by the way, they're like $9 at Costco. You can buy like 40 of them and they don't even cost anything. Like I was walking in, I was at Costco 2 days ago. The only place I go shop is Costco. I love that place. And so I'm walking in. And every time I'm there around Halloween, they have all of the superhero movies, like all the popular costumes you could possibly want, all laid up there. And they're like $9 each. It's unbelievable to me. Danny G, did you want to weigh in?
No. We were listening to what you had to say. No, you're right, because I remember cardboard and scissors being given to us. Like, you're going to make your own costume. What? No, so yeah, when we were little kids, we had not only had to make some of our own stupid costumes, but you're right, to get anything that looked decent, you had to pay a lot of money. Now,
and
for barely nothing, you could look like you came out of a Hollywood studio.
Yeah, it's amazing. For like $9. I mean, and that's an example. My kid in that Groot costume, it's incredible. And we got, you know, Spider-Man. We basically every superhero going through the three boys. We have had every one of them. Batman, Spider-Man, Black Panther, you name them. Every costume that exists, we pretty much had. It's wild to think about how much better they are now. I'd like to have to make my kids walk around in those plastic masks where you couldn't even breathe. Like, I don't know. Like, today,
yeah,
I'm sure they would be, like, hazards. But you had that little slit where your mouth was, and you were like, it was like you breathe, and it would suck on your face, and, like, you're sweating in there.
Yeah, the mask was stick to your face because it's
all sweaty. There's no doubt all the carcinogens and everything else that were – how that thing was made. You couldn't breathe. Like, you'd flip that thing up, and it was, like, 100 degrees different. You could actually get some air in your face. Unbelievable. Anthony in Nashville, what you got for me?
It's funny. I had to be C-3PO for like 4 years in a row. We were so broke. It's like this gold cape with this crappy mask.
I remember the C-3PO call. I think we had that one too for me.
Besides Freddy Krueger, coming up, kids in movies, I don't know what it is, but kids in movies always scared me. So little girls with long hair and pigtails just showed up at the end of the hall, always scared the crap out of me. But another one that's old was Damien, The Omen Part 1. I don't know if any of you guys saw that.
I have not seen that.
Orphanage, and oh my gosh, you need to watch it. He was in an orphanage, he gets adopted, and then things just go haywire from there. And I think it was made in like the 70s. And I saw it when I was a kid, and it killed me. And kids in horror movies still get to me this day.
Yeah, no, we will add that to the repertoire as well. I'm actually making a list of movies that that you guys are suggesting that I might not have seen. Dennis in Georgia, what you got for me?
Yeah, Carrie and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Old school. Old school Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Wild. Yeah, they remade it, I think, with Matthew McConaughey at some point as well, didn't they?
The original is 1974, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I think I've seen both of those. But I think I'm correct that Matthew McConaughey played in that. Mark in California. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Clay. Nobody's mentioned the scariest movie of all time, The Exorcist.
Yeah, we had a caller just a second ago. I mean, I went to school in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. has an incredible Halloween vibe. If you go up to Georgetown in Washington, D.C., I'm sure it's still awesome. It was awesome when I was in college there. And the Exorcist steps are in at the end of Washington, D.C., up there on Wisconsin Ave. If you've ever been to D.C., or if you've been to D.C. or planning to go there at some point, it's a pretty cool thing to see if you're a movie buff. The stairs that are in The Exorcist right there in the end of that movie are located there in Georgetown, which I think is one reason why Georgetown has kind of become one of the focal points of a Washington, D.C. Halloween. It's always a lot of fun. Everybody's dressed up. It's a wild, fun, zany atmosphere as an adult to be in the Georgetown area. Earl in Orlando. What's up, Earl?
Hey, Clay. Thanks for taking my call. All right, The Howling from back in the day, one of the original werewolf movies.
Yes.
Super scary. And you have to see the new Halloween movie. You will not be disappointed. But I have to ask you a quick question. I charge my kids a 30% Halloween tax. I look at it as an investment in not having to buy them new teeth. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't even call it a Halloween tax. Anything that my kids eat that I think looks decent, I'm trying to teach them how the government works, and so I say they have a dad tax. So anytime, like if somebody, like, because if you're a parent, you start to recognize, man, you know what, my kids, man, they get pretty good food, like chicken tenders, pizza, peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese, nachos. Like, you go through the list of what kids are on their menu. And even if you're an adult and you order off the adult menu, like, you'll occasionally be looking over at their meal like, man, that's a really good meal. And most of the time they don't eat it all anyway. So my kids are all, like, I call it the daddy tax. The daddy tax can hit at any point. You don't know. You make the order, but dad might just decide to grab a bunch of fries. Dad might decide to grab a piece of pizza. Got to be looking out. That's what the government does. You think it's all yours, then the government just comes in and takes it. Got to teach the kids about taxes early. So the daddy tax might show up at any point. So, yeah, the daddy tax certainly comes to play on Halloween, too, especially if it's my number one. I'll go ahead and tell you. My number one draft pick on the candy train is peanut M&Ms. I love peanut M&Ms. So if you get one of those little peanut M&M packages, dad oftentimes will rifle through and grab those. Jess in Kansas City. What's up, Jess?
Hey, my movie is, it's a little newer compared to these old ones. Growing up in a country where I did, surrounded by woods, the Blair Witch Project really screwed with me for a few days.
Yeah, you know, I watched the Blair Witch Project, and I thought it was well done, but I never was as terrified. I understand some people were absolutely terrified of that movie. The herky-jerky camera action was more annoying to me than it was terrifying. But I also understand there, to me, is zero doubt. And maybe some people disagree with me. I think being out in the woods by yourself is infinitely more scary of a place to watch a scary movie than anywhere else in the country. Right? If you live out in a rural area, if you're listening to me right now and you live out and you can't see a neighbor, you know, you are out completely isolated. That to me is the scariest place you could be, because the idea of something bad happening and people not being able to find you or know anything about what's going on, or if you actually even called the police, that it would take them like 15 or 20 minutes to get there, and God knows what could happen in all that time while they're on their way to you. Zero doubt that the scariest place to be while watching a scary movie is the woods in the middle of nowhere. And nowadays, I would imagine with camping that, and everybody having iPads and tech devices and everything else, I would imagine that if you're in a tent and you're watching a scary movie, that's just basically done for. Tap out right then and there. Fred in West Virginia, what you got for me?
Yeah, I would have to go along with Danny G. And growing up in a very religious house, I was never allowed to watch anything. But I did sneak to my buddy's house and we watched The Exorcist, and it messed me up for years. And I think it was mostly the religious aspect of it really jacked me up. And your last call there, it said Blair Witch. I've got to agree, because I know what it is to drive over Blair Witch Mountain and here in West Virginia, and it was kind of puts it all into perspective driving out in them hills.
Yeah, you know, I drove, thanks for the call, in West Virginia up to Snowshoe one year, and from Nashville. And from Nashville, like, you get off the roads and it's all backwoods and everything else. One of the scariest drives I've ever been on. I mean, it was pitch black, and it's one of those times when you're driving on a road. It's winter, and like every turn, you know, is a hairpin turn, and you just start thinking to yourself, man, this seems like the kind of place where a ghost would just walk out into the middle of the road, and it's absolutely terrifying in all respects. In fact, at the top of hour two, I'm going to tell you about the time that I saw a ghost.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You think a good get was the Tiger Hunter? How about the real-life Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw 3D? Leatherface is on the phone right now.
That's pretty awesome. Leatherface, what's shaking, my man?
I saw that 3D movie, and that's creeping me out right now, because all through that movie you hear that through the mask.
This is actually the actor, right, who played Leatherface?
Yeah.
Is he actually going to speak?
You need me to speak, Clay? I'll speak.
How often, if at all, do people recognize or know that you were Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I'm going to tell you, the horror fan group, they are diehards, okay? And they know things that I don't even know, and they'll catch you off guard. And I would say there's a good maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 times a year to where I literally would just be somewhere down Santa Monica or Hollywood or Burbank or something, and they'll be like, dude. And then they'll come up and say something to me, and I'll be like, yeah, yeah. So, but they're diehards, man. I mean diehard.
I'm curious, when you film a horror movie like that, I've never been on the set of a horror movie or anything like that. Are there moments where you're like, even though you know there's cameras and everybody else is around, that the fear is genuine?
You know, they add the smoke, the mirrors, the sound, all that, which is what y'all see. when you're filming, it's like the director's like, okay, cut, put his legs back on, let's cut him off again. You know, now the mask and everything, I sent you a tweet, those masks and everything, I never even really got to touch them. They had so many people that they were so like private property, like they had certain people that would take them on, take them off, and I would mess with them every once in a while. Like they would come to take the mask off in between, and I'd be like, scare the heck out of them. I mean, it was funny. We had some good times.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Live from the Geico Outkick Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. I told you it's Halloween. Special Halloween spooktacular version of Outkick the Coverage. First hour in the books. Go download the podcast. We've had a lot of fun. This hour, we're going to do the anonymous mailbag live on the radio, as we typically do in hour two on Wednesday. I wanted to have a little bit of a Halloween flavor, if possible. But before we take calls, I'm going to tell you my ghost story. My ghost story, I've actually got two ghost stories. I know I had one, but this one will make sense leading into it. So the first one, we moved into our new house. It'll be 4 years ago. We got the Halloween music in the background there. It'll be 4 years ago in February or March. As we were going around making decisions about what house we were going to buy, my wife was in charge, like many of you, in deciding where we were going to live, neighborhoods, things like that. So she would go out and look at houses. And then if she liked them, she would narrow down the list and say, hey, I think you're really going to like this one. I think you're really going to. So we narrowed it down. I only looked at like five houses. We made offers on two of them. If you are familiar at all with the Nashville, Tennessee area, there is a town south of Nashville called Franklin, which is about 20 miles outside of the city of Nashville. Really nice town. It is, if you're a history buff, it is where the Battle of Franklin was fought back in 1864 between the North, obviously, and the South. And it's got a quaint little nice downtown that is incredibly popular. It is one of the kind of bedroom communities for the city of Nashville. So they have like a traditional old town square. They have the old, you know, like a walkable downtown area. I mean, it's really a fabulous place to live or to visit. All right. So there is a house on Main Street in Franklin that is for sale. And it is spectacular. It is unbelievable. This house. It is one of those houses that is staged. And what I mean by that is all of the furniture has already been set up in the house. So you can walk in and it already looks like a show place. You walk in and you think, my God, this house is unbelievable. Now, it was big. It's like almost 7,000 square feet. It was right on the main street in Franklin. It's got a great, huge open porch. One of those old school porches that kind of wraps around. It is utterly phenomenal. So we go visit it. It's got a back house behind it where, in theory, I'm thinking, oh, wow, we could finish this out and this could be where I do my radio show. I hadn't even started to do the radio show yet. I was thinking I was going to do it, but I hadn't yet signed up to do it. So we're thinking like, oh, this could be a good place to do it, kind of thinking through the process as we're shopping for places to live. And man, we go into this house and it is utterly phenomenal. Now, it's outside of our price range. So we walk through it. My wife's like, I can't believe we could even make an offer on this house. I'm like, well, you can't afford what they're asking, but we'll make an offer. And it was in the ballpark offer. So we make an offer. It's the only offer we've made for a house. It's the first house we've bought. We're trying to buy since we've had three kids. That's why we're moving, because we need a lot more space with the third kid. And so it's just my wife and I that first time when we tour it. We make an offer, and they come back and they counter. And my wife says, okay, well, we have to go see it again ourselves just to make sure whether we want to counter back with them. So the night that we go to visit, we also take the kids. and we take the kids, and we also have found out since then, and a lot of you are going to say, not ever going to do this. This house was a turn-of-the-century funeral home. It used to be a funeral home, like, at the turn of the century in the 1900s. It's an old house built in, like, the late 1800s, early 1900s on Main Street. Beautiful, unbelievable, refurbished, redone house. But for about 30 years, around 1910 to around 1940, it was a funeral home. And so that's you put that in your back pocket. Like, I wasn't troubled by that. Because I'm like, people have died. Every old house, lots of people have died in it, right? I'm not the kind of person who gets nervous about that sort of thing. I had no issue. My wife was a little bit apprehensive about that. She's like, I don't know. It's a former funeral home. So we go that night. That night, it is cold and it's rainy. And we've got all three boys with us. And we're like, hey, we're thinking about buying this house. But you can't touch anything. Because this house is beautiful. It's been laid out, all of the furniture, all of the, like, it's designed beautifully. Looks like something that would be in a magazine where they would just take pictures of how everything was perfectly set up. So we're like on our kids. The youngest one is in a baby carry. Like, so this is 3 or 4 years ago. Like, he can't go anywhere. The other two are devils, right? If you got young boys, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they will break anything. They'll wrestle. So we're like, hey, you guys can't touch anything. So we come in. I'm already convinced that we're going to counteroffer. Like, I love this place. This is exactly the kind of house I've always wanted. I am convinced that we're going to counteroffer and probably going to end up buying it. My wife's a little bit more apprehensive. So she's walking around, and it's rainy. And she's like, after a while, she comes over to me, and she says, it smells really moldy to me in here right now. And I'm like, I don't know. You can probably tell my voice every now and then. I typically have really bad sinuses. I can't smell anything. Right? Like, the house could be on fire and I wouldn't smell the smoke. I'd be like perfectly. I'm like, I can't smell anything. It smells perfect to me. Sitting there with the baby and the baby carry. I'm just kind of rocking the baby. And so our kids are running around. We're like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this house? And my wife's like, I just don't know. So we spend probably an hour there. Kids love it. You know, we go back home. We don't tell them anything about the fact that it used to be a former funeral home. So we get back home that night. That night, I kid you not, the kids lose their mind. Everybody ends up coming and getting in bed with us. Everybody is having nightmares. My wife can't sleep. The whole family is just in an uproar. I, by the way, am totally perfect. I have no issues. Everybody has terrifying nightmares, terrifying dreams. The next morning, my wife wakes up and she's like, I know what that smell was in that house. She says, you're going to think I'm crazy. I think it was dead bodies. I think that house is haunted, and I think that's what I was smelling. And she said the boys could smell it too. We got back home. We all had nightmares. I can't live in that house. She calls our real estate agent. She says, you know what? I just want you to know we loved that house. It was amazing, but we are not going to counter. And she said, and you're probably going to think that I am crazy for why we are not going to counter. But she said, I believe that house is haunted. And so so our real estate agent, according to my wife, pauses for a moment and says, well, I don't think you're crazy. I am going to tell you this. When that night, after we left, our real estate agent got a call because they made a big deal about, hey, don't touch things, don't move things around because we might be showing somebody else all of these all around the house. And she said, that night, the other real estate agent called, and they went into the house after we left the next, I guess, early that morning. They had already called her. They went in the next morning, and they said, hey, we asked you guys not to move her. Did you touch anything? Did the boys touch anything? I said, no, the boys did not touch anything. We have not touched anything in this house. She said, okay. Well, in one of the bedrooms, all of the pillows from the couches had been moved, and they were all stacked as high as you could imagine on the bed in that bedroom. My boys did not touch any of the pillows. They didn't touch anything. So either somebody else got back in that house and stacked all the pillows for some reason on in that bedroom so that the next morning when somebody came into the house to check it, all of the pillows were moved there. And then the real estate agent said, and after I asked that question, the real estate agent also told me this was a problem they'd been having a lot in the house, that things were being moved. And so my wife, we all had cold chills. She's like, I am so glad we did not buy that house. I am so glad we are not living there. So we live in a different house now. All right, that is a true story, but I didn't see a ghost. I believe I also saw a ghost. So this is a legitimate ghost story for everybody out there on Halloween. That same year, in the summer, we went up to northern Michigan. And so my wife is from the Detroit area, outside of Detroit. And I believe we're on, shout out to northern Michigan in the summer, not the winter, not a cold weather guy, but northern Michigan is fabulous in the summer. And so we went to Traverse City. And it was around, like, I think they have a strawberry festival or an apple festival or some sort of fruit festival in Traverse City in the summer. And as part of that festival, it's impossible to get hotel rooms. Not a big city anyway. So my wife gets on Airbnb, and she books a house. And it's not like, you know, I think most people think, hey, I'm going to get on Airbnb, and I'm going to get a kick-ass place that's really nice that we would want to stay in. There's not even any available good houses in Airbnb. So we get like a rundown, turn-of-the-century house that is not very nice, that is at least like close to the community, right? Like close where you can walk into downtown. It's all based on the location. So we walk in there, and I'm like, it is like my grandma's house in like 1987. It's clear, you know, that it's an older person who lives there, or nobody really lives there now. It has kind of that grandma house smell. You know how you walk in and grandma's house always smelled a little bit musty. Also, you know, it's just like, there's like, it smells like Bengay. It smells like, you know, like linoleum. You know that feeling when you walk into grandma's house? It always has like a kind of a unique grandma smell. So we're there with all three of our boys. And it's like 95 degrees, of course. Like, it's the hottest day in Michigan. And the house doesn't have air conditioning. So I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be miserable. So we're all sleeping in different rooms. They got a baby, like the young kid is sleeping by himself in one of the rooms. My wife is with one of the kids in her bedroom, and then I'm sleeping with our middle kid. And so it's late at night and it's hot and I can't fall asleep. So I've got my phone out and I'm watching, at the time, I think it was season one of Billions. Great television show, Billions. So I'm up late watching Billions. I turn off Billions and I go to bed. Everybody else is already asleep in the whole house. And so I go to bed and I'm laying there, and just after 2 a.m, my 5-year-old is laying in bed beside me, and he's 5 years old at the time. He just screams out as loud as you can possibly imagine, right? And so it jolts me out of sleep. I wake up and I look over at him to make sure that he's fine. He doesn't really wake up. I think he's just having a nightmare. At this same exact time when he wakes me up, I see someone moving outside of the bedroom that we're in the dining room. So the bedroom that we're in, there's like a dining room right outside of this bedroom. And no more than 10 feet away from me, and I see this shadow and I see it moving across. And I assume it's my wife. We also have in the room, I should say, we're traveling with our nanny. So she is with us as well, and I'm thinking it's one of the two of them. It's either my wife or our nanny. Like, one of them is up in the middle of the night getting a glass of water. Maybe they heard my kids screaming and like they just woke up or whatever. They're going to the bathroom. And so I don't really think about it. I'm not scared at all by the fact that I see somebody there. So I call out because I'm like, well, they probably heard my 5-year-old just screaming. And I'm like, hey, we're okay in here. No answer, no response, like nobody walks to the doorway. And I think, that's kind of strange. So my eyes are adjusting a bit because it's nighttime, right? I mean, it's the middle of the night. So my eyes are adjusting a bit to the night. And I realize as my eyes are adjusting, the hair on the back of my arms suddenly just stands straight up, because I realize that I'm not seeing my wife or our nanny, who are both young women. I'm seeing an old woman in an old black dress, and she isn't walking. She's slowly gliding across the room. There are no feet beneath her dress. And at this point in time, I'm in disbelief because I'm like, am I awake? Am I really not dreaming? And I'm just frozen there on the bed. I wasn't scared, though. My arms on the bed, hair on the back of my arms was up, but I wasn't scared. And so this ghost pauses near the entrance to the kitchen and just looks at me. And I look back at her, but again, she isn't frightening, and I don't feel afraid. The ghost like kind of seems sad. And all I can think in my head is, I can't believe I'm seeing a ghost. Because my whole life, I've wanted to see a ghost, never seen a ghost before. But I'm like, this is unbelievable. So I start running through as I'm sitting there in bed. I'm kind of like, am I seeing something other than a ghost? Could it be a reflection, a light shining in from outside, anything else? Then I decide, you know what? I want to get closer and see this. So I stand up and walk towards the exit of my bedroom. And as I do this, the ghost moves into the kitchen doorway and vanishes, just vanishes. So I walk through the entire house and kitchen. I'm like, I can't believe that I saw this. I go back to bed. I sit in the exact same place, and I'm trying to see if there's any sort of reflection. There's nothing there. So I wait up to see if she's going to show up again, but eventually I just fall back asleep. Some people say, well, how did you fall back asleep? I wasn't scared. It wasn't like I felt as if this ghost was an angry ghost or a mean ghost or someone trying to do some harm. So the next morning, I tell everybody what I saw. And in the light of the day, I feel a little bit ridiculous talking about it. And I'm like, you know, maybe I really didn't see a ghost, even though I'm convinced that I saw that ghost. So we don't see the ghost anymore during our stay in the house. We stay there the rest of the time. And then when we leave, my wife emails the woman we rented the house from, says our stay was fine. We had a good time in Traverse City in Michigan. And then she says, by the way, as part of her review to the woman, my husband says he thinks he saw a ghost in the house. Has anyone else ever reported anything like that? And the woman responds, and this is where your hair on the back of your arm's probably going to stand up too as you're listening to my ghost story here on Halloween. The woman who rented us the house responds by saying several people have said that they have seen something, and this is crazy. This is wild. The way that she describes it is an old woman in a black dress. She lived to be 101 and has been described by other people as a kind spirit. So this woman that has no idea what I have seen has just described the exact ghost that other people have seen in this house before. So that is pretty wild. That was the point where I was like, oh, man, because we had heard nothing about the possibility that this house might be haunted. We had heard nothing at all. This woman had heard nothing about what I had seen. And then she said that that there are other people who have stayed in the house that have felt the presence or been aware of the presence of an old woman who lived to be 101. Again, I saw her in like a black dress. It felt like something like there is a funeral or some sort of wake that was going on in the house. So, yes, I believe in ghosts. Yes, I believe I have seen one. Have I told that story on the air before, Danny G?
No. No, that was the first time.
All right, we will open up the phone.
Pretty damn creepy.
We will open up the phone lines. A couple of ghost stories from me there on Halloween. We will do the anonymous mailbag. You can share your ghost stories. You can share your questions. 877-996-6369. You can react to my ghost story. This is the Halloween edition of Outkick the Coverage. Do I have ads that I need to do? Have I woken or terrified everybody out there in their cars on their way into work? Maybe so. We know you're big sports fans. Football season's here. Obviously, a lot of people are excited to wager on games. You can get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, all your favorite sporting events. Basketball season is here now as well. You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. Use promo code CLAY. That's C-L-A-Y when you register for your account and get 100% sign-up bonus. The game already kicked off. Don't sweat it. MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major league event, even esports. No better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus. Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie.net's website today. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get a 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie.net, promo code CLAY for 100% bonus. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited. Your calls when we return. 877-996-6369. This is Outkick the Coverage on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have a happy Halloween.
Welcome back, Geico Outkick Studios. Car shopping can be confusing with terms like dealer price, list price, and invoice. True Car shows you what other people paid for the car you want so you can recognize a good price when you're ready to buy a new or used car. Visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Talking about the Reese's Pieces. Sometimes the Reese's Pieces and the Reese's Cups get confused. I think that's insane because whoever created the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, imagine that moment in time. Some brilliant candy confectioner was out there, and he thought to himself, what would happen if I or herself, I don't want to be sexist, or maybe that person didn't even know what gender they were, and they thought to themselves, you know what? I have this incredible idea. Maybe they were in the process of transitioning. I have this incredible idea. Didn't know if they're man or woman, but had a brilliant idea. In his or her or something in the middle of his brain, I am going to mix an incredible combination here. I'm going to get chocolate, and I'm going to make it in the shape of a cup. And then I'm going to fill it with peanut butter and cover the whole thing in chocolate again. That moment is like the Independence Hall, the signing of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. That better have happened in America. Because if we let somebody else mix chocolate and peanut butter together, I am going to be totally blown away. Ben Carpenter, on behalf of all the losers with peanut allergy, says, you need to be friends with all the peanut allergy losers because we trade away the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That's a good point. I love all you peanut freaks because then I get all your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And I just sit there and I eat it and I say, you can't eat this because you might die. You have no idea what you're missing. Harry Burnett. Wow, that's good research. H.B. Reese, as he was called by his buddies, was an American inventor known for creating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and founding the H.B. Reese Candy Company. He was born in York County, Pennsylvania, on an agricultural and dairy farm. Great research, Dub. Fantastic research. That guy should have his own holiday. H.B. Reese Day, because he created the greatest candy of all time. All right, let's go to the phones. The Halloween draft is underway. Dub, who should be up first?
We got Eddie in Texas up first.
Eddie in Texas. What is going on, Eddie in Texas?
Good morning, gentlemen. I love your show. Listen, my first thought when I caught you driving in this morning says, your Halloween draft. I mean, I'm a football fanatic, so this is this goes with y'all show. So I'm drafting Frankenstein for my tight end because he's a matchup problem.
You
and
know,
I'm going with Elvira as a cheerleader. So that was just my first thought. So I'm going with it.
You know, I don't think that's a bad move. I think you can definitely draft. Thank you, so Frankenstein. I was reading a big article. Frankenstein is 200 years old now. Mary Shelley. Who created Frankenstein in a sort of a fevered, wild weekend. I think in Switzerland, she was married to Percy Bysshe Shelley, who was a romantic poet who I think drowned himself. But before he drowned himself, they had a torrid love affair at the age of 19. I think all this is correct. One of you can look this up. At the age of 19, Mary Shelley created Frankenstein, now 200 years old. You can certainly draft iconic Halloween figures. And going with Frankenstein, he's certainly a matchup problem. Frankenstein, one of the most iconic, a lot of people would say, and I think it's fair to say, that the writing of Frankenstein birthed the horror genre. In other words, there had never been a horror novel that had ever been written, or at least been written and been popular before Frankenstein, and they still teach it in schools today. We read Frankenstein when I was in high school. I'm sure a lot of kids driving into school this morning, it's still on the list of books that you read. And I believe everything I told you about Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, is correct. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. Jasmine in Virginia Beach. What's up, Jasmine?
We lost Jasmine. Let's go to Curtis in Tampa.
We got too many people calling in. Curtis in Tampa. What's up, Curtis?
How's it going, guys? So I think I got a pretty good one. You have the best one. I'm sorry. As soon as you said yours, I was like, oh, man, that was mine. But I
for people, by the way, hold on. For people who don't know, the overall number one draft pick was naughty, sexy, slutty women in Halloween costumes. That was my pick. I got to go first. All right, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so I am going to draft the duo his and hers costumes. Last year, my wife and I did the plug and socket, and this year we're doing Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that's good.
And I think being able to take the costumes once the kids are in bed, I think that really takes the cake for me.
That's a great call, by the way. What does wearing a his and her costume mean for the likelihood that you are going to have sex with each other later that night? I think it's almost 100%. I think it's hard to see someone in a matching costume. A lot of times there's alcohol involved. You're obviously out having a good time together. Almost 100% sex chance if you are in a matching costume. And by the way, my wife and I went as that's our costume this year, and I'm going to be in costume on Lock It In today. Everybody's wearing costumes, so I'll go ahead and tell you guys because I tweeted out the picture already. I was the Macho Man Randy Savage, and my wife was Miss Elizabeth. So for old school wrestling fans, that is a great combo. Combo costume, great move for a guy, especially if you get combo costume and your wife or girlfriend is in a sexy outfit, right? Like that guy just said he's Joe DiMaggio. His wife is Marilyn Monroe. That's a great combo. That's a great costume.
So we know how your night ended.
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually. Oh,
no.
Actually, yeah. It's,
well, you got kids. Oh, that's right.
No, no.
I
fell asleep. I maybe passed out. I had too much to drink. And that was during the 18-inning game.
Yeah.
So we had a party, and my wife was cleaning up after the party, and I laid down to check the score, and then I passed out. So I killed the 100% ratio. But for that, I think it likely would happen. I think my wife has a big crush on Macho Man, rest in peace. So I don't even know that she would have been sleeping with me. I think she would have been sleeping with Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know, you're so right on with what you said about the duo combo outfit, though, because when I was in downtown Ventura, California, a couple weekends ago, there was this dude walking around dressed as Popeye. He looked miserable, Clay. But then it made sense to me when this hot, I'm talking of 10, walked next to him and grabbed his arm. She was olive oil. And I was like, oh, I know why this guy did that. And the entire night, he looked like he did not want to be in that costume, but I think we know why he was in it.
It's the reason why men do everything is sex. I mean, basically everything that is couple related. Women don't recognize this until they get older and they suddenly, like, men do virtually everything to make it more likely that they will be able to have sex. And women should, if I were a woman, I'd just be a lot more direct about it. I'd just be like, hey, you know, we were talking earlier in the anonymous mailbag. Somebody said, well, we have different political opinions. If I were a woman, I'd be like, hey, I'll sleep with you for a week straight if you vote for the candidate I want you to vote for. Almost every man in America would change his vote if the woman that he's with would sleep with him 7 days in a row. I'm just telling you, like, that was the great Greek play Lysistrata, where women decided they were going to stop the war by not having sex with all the men. I think it was Lysistrata is the name of it. Again, dropping a lot of knowledge here, literary wise. But they ended the war because men, like, if women stop having sex with men, eventually, like, men will do anything. All right, who's up next on the list here, Dub?
We got Justin in Cincinnati.
Justin in Cincinnati, what you got for us on the Halloween draft?
I'm drafting the party because if you think about it,
you've got
the alcohol, you've got the drunk chicks, and you've got the one night stands.
This is the first of the suggestion where I've thought maybe this is better than my number one overall draft pick. The fact that the party lasted for this long, the Halloween party Halloween has morphed from a day. Look, kids love it. It's great for the kids to get dressed up. I can't wait my 10, 8, and 4-year-old to take them out trick-or-treating tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. They love every minute of it. The costumes, as we said earlier, are phenomenal. But it has morphed from just a kid event. Like when I was a kid, I don't think Halloween had yet become a full-scale adult event. I don't remember that many adults dressing up. Now Halloween is at least as popular with adults as it is with kids, if not more so than I think. Like, and I think it's just kind of migrated. College kids, probably the first ones to aggressively maintain, you know, the idea of dressing up. And then it's progressed to, like, a lot of adults dress up now. All right, what do we got next, Dub?
Phil in Virginia.
Bill in Virginia, what you got on the Halloween draft?
Hey, Clay, this is going to come out of left field, but the movie Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh.
You may hate it. I've got a quick ghost story, if I can tell it. I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
So I'm in my grandma's room. We're watching Ghostbusters 2. I'm 6 years old. The demon comes out of the painting. Remember that scene?
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
A plant right Vigo. By the TV uproots itself. A plant uproots itself. Tell me that's
pretty
not
wild.
Scary as a six-year-old.
Oh, I don't know that I'd ever recover from that. Two great classic movies. That's a great call. Vigo is the bad guy in Ghostbusters 2. He's the guy in the painting. And Ghostbusters 2, my kids love the Ghostbuster movies. Only reason they wanted to go to New York City was to see the Ghostbusters. Quick story there. When Fox had the Super Bowl in 2013, my then four-year-old, I think he was four, three, was obsessed with Ghostbusters. And so when mom went to New York City, his mom went to New York City to go meet me. She was saying like, oh, I'm so sad, mom. I'm so jealous. You get to go see the Ghostbusters. And so at the Fox Sports Halloween party that year, sorry, not Halloween party, the Super Bowl party, in walks Bill Murray. And my wife gets a picture with him. So when we come back from New York City, my three-year-old is waiting, and we're like, hey, guess what? We went to New York City, and you were right. We met Peter Venkman. Here he is with mom. That was the greatest thing ever. His idea is, because he watches that so much at the time, the only thing he thought about with New York City was the Ghostbusters are there. If dad and mom get to go to New York City, they're going to meet the Ghostbusters, and then I'll be damned if his mom doesn't get to meet Bill Murray and get her picture taken with it. So he 100% believed, oh, of course, he went to New York City, and there was Peter Venkman. Got to meet him right then and there. By the way, Ernest Scared Stupid, phenomenal movie. One of my good buddies lives out in L.A. now, works at Oakley. DJ Harrison was in Ernest Scared Stupid. They filmed that movie in Nashville. We were in seventh grade when that movie came out, and he's in the movie. Unbelievable connection there. If you haven't seen the Ernest movies, those were classics of the 1980s. Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Scared Stupid, two phenomenal movies. You got kids, Ernest Scared Stupid, they'll probably love, honestly. All right, Ralph Irvin, what you got for me?
Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder was down 13 at half as they hosted the Clippers, but it didn't finish that way.
Ferguson steals 2-on-1 with Westbrook. Lobs to the rim. Russell gathers and throws down ferociously with two hands. He stomps. He stalks. And the crowd responds. 120-100 Thunder. An exclamation point there by Russ.
WWLS and the Thunder Radio Network with the call. As the Thunder went on a 20-0 run in the third quarter, they outscored the Clippers by 31 in the second half and win 128-110. Toronto gets 31.7 rebounds from Kawhi Leonard. They beat the Sixers 129-112. Sacramento has 5 wins already. They won their 4th straight, beating the Magic 107-99. And Cleveland got their first win, even though they don't even have an interim head coach. 7 Cavs in double figures. They beat Atlanta 136-114. In tonight's Discover Card key matchup, the Chicago Blackhawks take on the Vancouver Canucks at 10 p.m. Eastern. Speaking of matchups, become a new card member and Discover Card will match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar at the end of your first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. And, of course, the first college football playoff poll is out. And in a shocker to no one, Alabama is number 1, followed by Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Michigan and Georgia round out the top six. Now back to the Geico Outkick Studios and Clay Travis.
We will continue the Halloween draft. Great calls. 877-996-6369. Halloween edition Outkick, the coverage on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.